We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mark Grody, Bears sideline reporter for 670 The Score, who is also, The Score is also going to be broadcasting live down there at the Broad Stop in Broad Bowl 1, as they call it. Going to be there with us. Mark, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Yeah, this is quite the party that our mutual boss, Mitch Rosen, has decided to put together. So I'm glad that both teams are relevant, and the Packers have done their job all season long, and now the Bears are just starting to do their job.
Here's my question for you. Tremont Williams, the quote that was heard in both states, obviously very heavily, specifically this week, was, let Mitch play quarterback. Okay, Mitch has played better as of late. I still say, look, the body of work does not anywhere near indicate what the last 2 weeks have been. So you tell me why Mitch Trubisky's played better.
He's played better for a couple of reasons. Really one reason. They've simplified things for him. And we've heard about that all season long, to where, you know, let Mitch be Mitch and, you know, call the plays with which he is comfortable. And Mitchell Trubisky has a voice in this. I don't think throughout the year, this year, he has felt he truly had the liberty to say what he wants. And I think that only recently has he actually done that. So number one, you've got a simplified playbook. Number two, they have allowed him to, and Mitch has believed that he is allowed to, use his legs a little bit more. And that is, when he sees green grass in front of him, a play breaks down, he doesn't have to feel like he has to get it to one of his playmakers down the field, that he was one of the better running quarterbacks in the league last year. Let's get back to that. It's okay if that's your bread and butter. So that's one thing, the whole using the legs thing. The other part, too, is that recently you have had something that you haven't had all season long, and that is the use of tight ends. Tight ends are so crucial in this Matt Nagy offense, and you had nothing, basically, with Trey Burton and Adam Shaheen earlier this year for various reasons. And now, although it's not like they're collecting 100-yard games, you have a couple of guys in J.P. Holtz and Jesper Horsted who have been a factor in these games, factors for real, to allow you to help get the ball down the field. David Montgomery, the running back, has been better as well. So you've got guys doing their jobs beyond Mitchell Trubisky. And then Anthony Miller, who did nothing, if you guys may recall, in that first game against the Packers. Mm-hmm. If you look at his stat line, and it was symbolic of a lot of his year, he was targeted once. That was it. And then a bunch of zeros by his name. So he's starting to get involved more, too, and he's studying the playbook better, and he's where he's supposed to be, which he wasn't for a lot of the year.
I'm looking at a lot of the injuries on both sides. Both teams come into this relatively healthy, obviously, but Akeem Hicks, is he going to be playing in this game?
I think he will be, Bill. Yeah, he hasn't officially been activated yet. He has not officially been given the green light, but he has been practicing since last week when he was eligible to actually practice. I imagine that he hasn't been going completely all out in practice and just allowing that shoulder to completely, or elbow to completely heal and be back. So, yeah, I do think he'll give it a go. If he's full force, Akeem Hicks, I don't know if that will be the case. He may be on a little bit of a snap count, if you will. But, yeah, I do think that he's going to be back to give it a go.
And then Prince Amukamara, I think he practiced in everything yesterday. He should be ready to go too, right?
Yeah, he did. He did practice yesterday. He's had the hamstring injury. So, yeah, I'd be surprised if he was not back. Obviously, he missed the game last week, and they were okay without him, but they are much better with him.
The narrative for many fans here seems to be, well, Aaron Rodgers, much like Brett Favre, just beats the Bears. You know, I mean, and my argument to that is, don't get too comfortable, because I think the Packers have regressed from where they were. Now, granted, their offense wasn't great in week one. We all know that. But then it really started to gain ahead of steam. It scored more points each and every week, garnered more yards each and every week, and now it's taken a regression. Do you see fallibility right now in this Packers team coming north?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've seen enough times where I've seen fallibility in the Green Bay Packers, and I've seen Bears teams that I thought man for man were better, and the Bears end up getting burned by Green Bay. I think that they're one of those teams that earlier in the year, you know, they were better than they are right now, and the Bears obviously were a lot worse earlier this year, but I think things have evened up. I think man for man, I think the Packers are a better team than the Bears even right now, but things have, the gap has closed considerably to this point in the season, and the Bears, you know, the Bears are properly motivated for this game, and I know Green Bay will be too because it is the Bears and they are at home and all that kind of stuff, but they're sitting pretty right now, the Packers are, with where they are in the division and their playoff hopes and all that. I think the Bears, that this is, you know, they are in sudden death territory. One loss, and, you know, maybe not mathematically, but I think practically they are done. So I think if one team has the motivational edge, it would be the Bears over the Packers this week, at least.
I look at this Bears team coming in, and I think there's a couple of things we've always circled. One is obviously Mitch. Two is Matt Nagy. There are times where Matt Nagy tries to be the smartest guy in the room and either makes it one too complicated or tries to do too many things when things are working, such as the run game the first time these two teams met. Has he learned from his mistakes?
Yeah, he has. I think that's a great point. I mean, there was a game this year where the Bears had a historic low in carries. I think it was like 7 carries for 13 yards, and it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing, and it was after that I think Nagy, that's when they brought in an extra blocker. They brought in a guy to play some fullback and just some classic alignments to run the football. So he finally started to figure things out. We talked about it with the quarterback earlier with Mitchell Trubisky, what he's allowed. You know, I always like to say that Matt Nagy has this big, complicated, fun playbook, and he has ripped chapters out of it and throughout the season. And now he might even be using a completely different book. I was talking about this yesterday with another coach. That, look, I mean, last year, Matt Nagy did a lot of fancy plays, Santa Slay and all these fun names in these months, but he hadn't done any of that this year. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the last time we saw, a classic trick play or a gadget play. I mean, there's been none of that this year out of Matt Nagy. So he's been completely different in that regard, and now he's just starting to get comfortable, I would say, with running the football and, you know, settling for, you know, a lower amount of yards on certain plays and maybe not the big play and the home run every single time. And I think it's been really, really hard for him, and it took him a long time to get there, but he finally has.
With the narrative in the NFL, specifically in the NFC, being it looks like 11 wins are going to get you there, and possibly even a team with 11 wins may not even make the postseason. Are they using the charge? Because obviously the Bears have to win out if they even have a shot at going to the postseason. But are they using that as we have a legitimate shot, or as this 7-6 record coming into this game is, hey, let's just get momentum going into next season?
That's a great question. I think that the players, honestly, like, they're realistic. They get it. They're not dumb that even if they do win out, it's possible the Bears will not make the playoffs. And winning out is going to be a tough trick. The Bears obviously have a tough game at Lambeau this week. Then they play the Kansas City Chiefs. And then they play at Minnesota. Those are not what we would call slam dunk victories. So I think the players are extremely happy that they're in the picture, that it's not ridiculous to say that they're in the picture. But I think they know that it's, you know, one little glitch in any of this, and they're out. But I do, to answer your question directly, I do think that until they lose a game in these final three, if they lose a game in these final three, I think that they do consider themselves in playoff mode. And I don't think there's too many players right now who are like thinking about next year, which would entail either protecting themselves or padding their stats, because that's usually what it comes down to for players when it's irrelevant.
I'm talking from Mark Grody, the Bears sideline reporter from 670 The Score in Chicago. I got to ask you, is it a little bit of satisfaction knowing that it was the Bears' victory over Dallas that drove Jerry Jones over the edge?
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I am not anti Jerry Jones necessarily, but or even the Dallas Cowboys. I know a lot of people are. But it was kind of fun to watch the developing chaos that ensued on the opposite sideline on which I was standing. I mean, I was obviously working the Bears sideline, and then word got over to myself and Christina Pink, who covers the sideline nationally for Fox, that all the fun was going on the opposite sideline. to the Chicago Bears, which, you know, is fun for a sideline reporter. So I just kind of meandered over there. I was just kind of observing and watching the for the sake of chaos, not necessarily because I take a particular excitement in watching Dallas flop like I know a lot of people do, but I've never been an anti-Cowboys guy.
It is nice that Jerry Jones says the sound you hear in Texas is me screaming into my pillow at night after the loss to the Bears. That's fantastic. Mark, we look forward to tomorrow's broadcast. Should be a lot of fun. Best of luck to you this weekend. You know, stay warm, I guess is the best way to put it, and then we'll kind of go from there.
It's all about layers, Bill. I'll talk to you soon, man.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Mark Grody from the Chicago Bears sideline reporter, 670 The Score, insider down there. And you can follow him at Mark Grody Sports, at Mark Grody Sports. You can follow him on Twitter there as well.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.